Welcome to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. I'm Emeka, your host, and this podcast is all about real estate, investing in real estate. I invest in multifamily, and I'm here to show you that regular people can invest in real estate. You don't need to have billions or millions. It's regular people like you and I who can invest in real estate today. So on this podcast, you'll hear from myself, as well as I'll bring different real estate professionals on from around the world to talk about their investing journey, strategies, market insights, or how they got into real estate so you can get started today as well. Stay ready, my friends. Hope you enjoy. What's going on? It's your boy here, Emeka, and today we are going to talk about why social media and your brand matters when it comes to real estate. I post often. I've had people who want to invest with me because of what I post. And that's because I post every single day. I keep people up to date with the things that I am doing in real estate, period. Right? If you're not posting about real estate, if you have no friends or no acquaintances or no one who can vouch for you with real estate, how are you going to attract capital from across the state lines, which is very common nowadays? Real estate is tough right now. And how do people know that you're active? How do people know you're going to execute? How do people know what you're about if you're not posting about it? I know a lot of people who are very secretive. I know a lot of people who maybe aren't tech savvy, but those people who aren't tech savvy, who are doing deals on a consistent basis, have been doing deals for years, and they've already built the word of mouth and they've already built the relationships. This is not for you. Because if you're out of the relationships, adding social media to your repertoire is only going to help you. And this could be for you. And I have 36 units. I've done three flips, three full cycle deals myself with no partners. And I have a little bit more experience than the average Joe who's trying to get into real estate. And it's still even more complicated for me to bring more deals. But I've established myself where now, when I approach someone with an opportunity, they've seen that I've been posting for multiple years at this point, since 2020, about what I do. They also see, they see about my relationships, my marriage, my dogs. They get a little personal with me. At the end of the day, we don't know people. When I post online, it could be maybe like 2 hours of my life in a day, max. Most likely not even that much. So people don't really know me, but I try to give them a glimpse of my life, what I value, because at the end of the day, real estate is about connecting and being with people. Your brand matters. What is a brand? If you ask five people what a brand is, you might get five different answers. But what I think a brand is what other people outside of yourself think of you when it comes to the things that you post, your attitude, your personality. You don't make a brand. People make your brand. Your audience make your brand. What people tell you, what they feel or what they, think of you when they see you, or that's your brand. And if there is a consistency of what people are saying about you, keep what you're posting and then start catering towards it so you can hone on it and be hyper focused on it, because that's your brand. As long as you like it, that is what you need to focus on. Now, if you don't like what people think of you or assume about you whenever they're talking about you and the things that you do, that's a key indicator that things need to change. Your social media is so important. I don't understand why people think that being secretive and not knowing what your next move is so important. You can, if I tell people my next move is trying to build 20 units, what's the issue with that? What's the issue? There is no issue. So stop trying to be so secretive about every little thing. Stop trying to, be Batman and hide in a basement where no one knows where. It makes no sense. Your social media is so important for a million reasons. And attracting capital is one of them. You can literally post 20 times in a month and then figure out, based off the comments or a post, how much your return is off that post. I've made one post one time. Because of that post, someone responded to me and wanted to invest in me. So that post brought me money. That post was free. I didn't pay anyone or anything to type that out, put a picture, and post anything. So there's a real return when it comes to social media and your money. Right now, the things that you post on social media is very important as well. It should never, ever, ever, always and only be about business. People want to get to know you a little bit. I said before that no one's ever going to truly know you. We don't know people off real estate. So don't invest in someone solely just because of what they post. That should be the start of having a conversation on why people should invest with you. Whenever you're posting, make sure you are adding value. Every post should have some kind of value, whether it's making people laugh, educating someone, success stories, failure stories. Failure stories are great. There should always be some type of value because that means that you are teaching someone. People are going to start engaging with you. They're going to start learning what to do and what not to do. They're going to start learning from you, and they're going to be a thought leader. A thought leader is so important because now what you say is starting to have some weight to it. What you say, people are taking notes. People will start doing things based off what you say because you are consistent at posting and you do it often. You're not posting once every month. You're not posting once every other week. You're posting multiple times a week. And it's so important because not many people post. I maybe follow, let's just talk about Instagram. I maybe follow like 500 people on Instagram. Out of those 500 people, maybe 2% of them actually post. Maybe 10% of who you follow and who the followers that you have post are actually on a consistent basis. However, all it takes is one person with $20,000 to close a deal. All it takes is two people with $20,000 to close an even bigger deal. And I have a W-2 job. Posting on social media does require time, does require consistency, and it does require a little bit of legwork if you want to be very consistent. Content creators, right, who focus solely on it, it's not as easy as you think. And I understand why some people try to shy away from that. But if you just post what you do on a daily basis, and you're actually are in real estate and you're doing things that provide value, then just post what you do. It might take 2 seconds to take out a picture. Hey, I'm at the courthouse trying to get some permits. Oh, look, I'm at my job site, looking at the contractor mowing the lawn. Those things add up because people are actually seeing that you are doing it and you're not just talking about it. Social media is a great tool, but don't just talk about it, be about it. You never know who's watching. And because of that, you should always be careful about what you post and any strong opinions you may have. Some people may say that having a strong opinion is going to attract the people who agree with your strong opinions because the people who don't like your opinions go away. Blah, blah, blah. I understand that you want to relate to some people, and that is okay if you want it to be. But why focus on a select group when you're going to have a wider range of all parties, of everyone? And that is more money, more capital, more lives to impact, and more investors that you can give a return on their money when you have a deal. So your brand is important. Other people decide what your brand is, and your brand is going to be judged based off what you post. Build a strong brand. Build a brand with integrity. Capital will come. Deals will come. Even if you're not the one providing the deal, if people are seeing what you do and they like you, they might provide an opportunity for you to bring on a deal. I know many people who don't touch real estate. They don't look at deals. They simply just have a bunch of people. Let's say they're a doctor. They have a bunch of doctors who trust them, and all they do is raise capital for the other deals. Now, if you're on social media and a capital raiser sees you, likes you, trusts you, vets you based off your posts or word of mouth, or so be it, then you can potentially raise millions of dollars because one person who has capital trusts you because they've trust and seen the consistency and the hard work that you've been doing on social media, and they know you're serious. Not only that, they probably expect you to post about the deals that you're doing and the deals you do with them. However, social media reaches out to billions of people. You might not reach to the billions of people, but you can reach to thousands of people. And out of those thousands, maybe four or five of those people could be partners in your deal or raise for your deal. Social media is so important because the reach it has. And social media is so important because it builds your brand. Your brand is what people see you as, and you don't determine your brand. So, how do you want to be perceived, and what do you want your brand to be? And it's really easy to do that just by posting. See ya. Till next time. Thanks for tuning in to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. If you enjoyed this podcast today, please give me a like and subscribe and tune in next week so you can hear another one. If you ever want to reach out to me, I'd love to talk to you about real estate. If you're ever interested in any of the deals that I have, I'm based here in Central Florida, reach out. My information is below. Hope to see you next week. Stay ready, my friend.